BioTalkRadio.com. Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
No, go past this. Past this part.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
In fact, never play this again.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Too bad this isn't the wide world of sports.
With your hosts.
At last, we meet for the first time for the last time.
Tim Stein.
He's got a sexy voice. He might be cute.
The Omega.
What's your name? Your full name.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Why didn't somebody tell me my ass was so big?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
How many assholes we got on this ship anyhow?
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
We ain't found shit.
WTR Sunday Night.
Now, commence operation Vacuum Suck.
Here's the thing, we started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah. Since you've been gone, you're dedicated, you took the time. Wasn't long till I called you mine. Yeah. Since you've been gone, and all you'd ever hear me
And welcome everyone to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. First show of the new year. We're looking forward to the Rumble. We have an entire year to look back on in 2019. And I'm the only one who's probably watched Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah. Hey, I know what happened.
I haven't seen the last few matches yet, so.
I know day one. We reviewed it last night. I know day one.
Yeah, day one I've completely watched.
I can fake it because someone sent me notes. Let's do this. Anyway.
Yeah, it's shuffled up a bit, but hey, we are back. This is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Who the hell is joining me tonight?
Why? It's a good question.
You are?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it's the one and only Tim Stein.
Is it the one and only Tim Stein?
Lord help us if there are two of us.
Could you imagine if there were two Tims?
No. No.
I observe my twin brother in the womb. That's why I have a split personality.
Gross. I'm here for a wrestling show.
It was funnier in my head.
Like most of the
jokes. Everything is.
Well, just so you know, it was written by Vince.
Then we know it wasn't funny.
Which Vince?
The one still in charge.
I mean, Russo or McMahon, either way, it's gonna be bad.
Or Vaughn.
Yeah, take your pick.
Anyway. Hi, chat. Hi, everybody. Tim's gonna do a proper intro right now. Or not.
Am I supposed to say something right now?
Proper intro time. Go.
Oh, okay. So let's, like, do this normally. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to a 2020 edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thank you for joining us. I hope you all had a fantastic Christmas celebration, except for our producer, Sir Rockin. I hope that you had a Hanukkah.
A Hanukkah? What's a Hanukkah?
I don't know. You're Jewish, so whatever. The truth is out. I'm not Jewish. Rock is. Yeah, and anyway, continuing on, I hope that y'all had a great New Year's Eve, New Year's Day celebration, Tuesday night into Wednesday. I hope that, for the most part, I hope, for most of you, that you didn't wake up hungover as hell on Wednesday. So,
I was sick for an entire week. Yay.
I'm sorry that you were sick. What did you have?
I had a sinus cold. It was awful.
A sinus cold, better known to the rest of the world as a head cold.
Yeah, a little bit more than a head cold. It was bad.
You know, there are days I think that some people I know are a head cold. I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know.
I'd love to tell you guys what's going to happen between now and December of this year, but unfortunately, got back from my eye doctor. I don't have 20/20 vision.
I will hurt you.
I've been waiting for 2 decades to spring that bad joke on you.
Oh, God.
Yep.
We're back, chat.
Hi. Oh, my God, we're back. Are we back?
Shady's back again. Tell a friend.
Yeah, you're going to have to do something like that. I don't know about that, Omega, but anyway. Ebb and flow. Yeah, we're going to – it's a light webcast tonight, everybody. We're just going to take a look at what the best of 2019 was. We are going to try our 2020 predictions. We do this every single new year, first show of the new year. And we're actually going to be bringing on a guest in the second half of the show tonight, Omega.
Would that guest be someone who might have some information pertinent to that segment?
Actually, that guest is going to sort of host that segment. He's going to come on and blow us out of the water with our predictions from last year.
Because
we never get this shit right.
From what I hear, you guys were spot on. You didn't miss a single prediction. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah. What show are you on?
Have you listened to this show ever? This always goes badly.
I know, it was awful. You should have heard ones we did for Thursday. They were terrible.
There you go. Yeah, sometimes it's it gets really funny, but...
I had EC3 as a big star this year.
Wait, that was your prediction, EC3? Okay.
He was supposed to win some title. I forget which one I said.
Who picked the Viking Warriors?
I think Lindsay actually picked the War Raiders to win something.
Okay, well, they didn't exactly win anything.
I think she had them
raw tag champs.
I think she had them as tag champs. So
at some point in time, I'm sure.
Well, it's the end of the year. They were supposed to be champs by the end of the year, and they actually are. So
well, we'll find out. Does that mean Lindsay's going to join us too?
No, we did ours on Thursday.
That sucks. I always like when Lindsay guests on this program because she brings a touch of class that is sorely needed.
I am very fucking classy, thank you.
No comment. I'm just not even gonna, not this time around. I'm just gonna have a Coke and a smile, as far as that's concerned. Everybody, by the way, if you're checking us out all over the World Wide Web, don't forget, you can always come to the website, wildtalkradio.com/chat.php. And join us in the live and interactive chat room. Hello to Kane Kittens, the intern. The team chat. Matt, how was California? And Anubis Bush, you actually showed up on time. You didn't miss anything. New Jersey Devils fan 68. Sorry you guys lost Taylor Hall, but I heard he requested that trade. I don't know. Anyway, I'm just really glad that the regulars are here in the chat room.
To correct him on one thing, come to twitch.tv/WTR Live where you can earn WTR contender points by watching the show live. And then you can cash them in for championship rewards and create a segment on the show.
How is that correcting me? Anyway.
Could you say go to wildtalkradio.com/chat.php, but you have to be directly on Twitch. Turn the point.
Well, you could do that too. I was about to get there as well, but I was just actually giving a shout out to our in the chat room regulars.
I know, but I'm directing them where they need to go.
Well, there you go. So go to twitch.tv/wildtalkradio.
twitch.tv/WTR Live. One day he'll get it correct.
All right. Well, you know, it only takes
20 years.
10 years at a time for everything, one each. So, yeah. Recently, the Wild Talk Radio Network actually joined up with Spotify. So if you got Spotify, and I've noticed more and more people do on a regular basis, you're now not going to be able to listen to us live because Spotify doesn't work that way. But every single webcast that we do gets archived now on Spotify in addition to every place else that you can find us. But apparently we're hidden so well that you're not finding us. That's just one more outlet for you. So check it out if and when you get the chance. I mean, I got Spotify now on my phone, so it's pretty cool. That being said, Omega, did you have a great Christmas break?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
What happened?
Well, the Christmas celebration went well. Lots of good stuff.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Celebration with a girlfriend went well.
I am not going to press for details because the gentleman doesn't kiss and tell.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna, this is my attempt to make you look like a gentleman. A few weeks ago, told our listeners about a fan of yours is sending you a 3D printed, put it all together, Johnny Five.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
You showed me the picture you got to put together.
Mm-hmm.
And my son wants to buy it off of you.
It's not for sale. I appreciate it that it looks purchase worthy, but it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, no, it really turned out really well. I'm really, not surprised, but pretty impressed with it. Did a great job assembling the thing, man.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. What was your best gift gotten on Christmas?
On Christmas? Oh God.
Now, if this delves into the, gentleman don't kiss and tell thing, don't worry about it.
Trying to think,
did I go there? Yeah, I did.
Okay, sure. I don't know, outside it's just like, because it's me, I get just a ton of toys.
Yep.
Cause, big shock. But, one thing that actually was really cool was I got a light box for taking fancy photos.
No way.
Yeah, it's not like a big professional one, just like your portable deal, but like it turns out really cool stuff. And that had a lot of fun. Yeah. I just had a lot of fun just figuring out what all I could do with it.
Cool. Yeah. I got one massive major present from, Owen. Ooh. And I got a chuckle out of it when I opened up the box, even though I banged my finger as I, was working on opening the box and, that hurt, but, I opened up this box from Amazon and I'm like, what did you get me from Amazon? I told you don't get me. I open it up. It's an Xbox 360.
Wait, jeez. Wait, did you say Amazon?
Oh no. No.
What did I just do?
Did you open Pandora's box, you fool?
Did you know if you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account, so on Twitch Prime, you can subscribe for free to twitch.tv/WTRLive.
You know, if you were to say that at a coherent rate of speaking, people might understand what the hell you just said.
The joke is to say it fast, that's the joke.
I see.
Anyway, continue.
That was me busting the joke.
Like you normally do.
There you go. Yeah, so
rewind a second. Xbox 360.
Yeah.
The last model.
Yes.
Not
the new one. I know, it's not an Xbox One.
Yeah.
But Owen got an Xbox One. This is his old, 360.
Okay, you got a hand-me-down.
without me actually announcing my age, remember how old I am.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so, yeah. Xbox One might be a little too newfangled for me at the moment. I don't know.
Since they're giving out the newer Xbox in a year, you should probably not.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll get the Xbox One for Christmas next year, because he'll get the new one for his birthday. So, anyway, it's all fine and dandy. I mean, he gave me that with a couple of games. I got Madden NFL and NHL 14, and I discovered that I could actually download a roster update, so I did that.
The fact there are roster updates for NHL 14 is kind of amazing.
Yeah, well, you know, but I'm learning how to work the controls and stuff like that now. So, I thought it was really adorable.
So Omega, he'll be building 90s in no time.
Oh, sure.
So I now have two video game units. I've got the Xbox 360 and, of course, the latest and greatest from Nintendo, the 64.
He's up on the technology.
Oh, yes.
So I'm cutting edge, tell. Kids. Yeah, there you go.
Soon he'll be getting the Game Boy.
Ooh, I heard that. I heard about those.
Careful. He might find out about the Game Boy Advance.
Ooh, yeah.
Is that like 3D or some shit?
We'll tell you when we got the time.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about it later. You can catch me up all on it. There you go. Rock, Christmas for you?
I have brand new wireless headphones. They're awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, they're JBL wireless headphones. Yeah, they're awesome.
Oh, that's not too bad. Yeah, no, JBL makes good stuff.
Yeah. Also, I got a Diesel action figure for my nephew.
Awesome. Was it secondhand?
No.
Oh.
He was at like Five Below with his father, and he picked it out for me. So I was like, oh, that's cool.
Cool.
So it's sitting on my desk.
That's kind of adorable.
Yeah. And there was like you ever see those, mystery bag things? Like the cheap little mystery bags that's in like little cases or whatever? Got a Ric Flair thing too. So that's cool.
That works.
Mm-hmm. He was so excited. Well, he was so excited. Awesome. He handed me the present and I was like, can I open it? It's like, sure. That's what he did. Cause he was very excited for presents. He was so excited for Santa and then so excited for presents. He saw presents under my tree and goes, are they for me?
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, that was pretty good. Did anybody do anything amazing and outstanding for New Year's Eve?
No, I was sick.
Yeah, you were sick. I'm sorry you were sick.
I was sick.
Now they're talking about me finding out about the Atari and Pong in chat.
Anyway, so, yeah.
I remember when Mom and Dad came back from vacation in Hawaii, they actually brought home a first edition Super Pong. First video game, home video game I ever owned. Super Pong.
Okay.
So yeah, anyway, that was a lot of fun. I don't know, enough talking about, the Christmas break and stalling for time and stuff like that. Why don't we just dive into the best of 2019, Mr. Omega and Rock? Rock, yeah. You get to play along too.
Yay!
But we've seen a lot of good and a lot of bad this year in the world of professional wrestling, which has expanded, I should say re-expanded, thanks to AEW, Impact actually hanging on, WWE turning two brands into three mainstream brands. There's a lot of wrestling, in addition to those of us who are into things like New Japan and Ring of Honor and all the other major indies out there as well. Yes, but that being said, Omega is still the only one around who had a chance to watch Wrestle Kingdom.
And even then, I'm not done yet.
Here you go.
Yeah, okay. But, before we get into the best...
Because it's 10 hours of wrestling.
Yeah. Is it worth it? Is 10 hours of wrestling worth it? Is it worth breaking up into 2 days?
But it's really, really good wrestling.
But is it worth breaking up to 2 days?
Are you
probably
asking?
Not.
Because they probably could eliminate half the stuff because people are working both nights to make one really big super card.
Some of them are intentionally because they were doing basically a mini tournament to do a dual champion for the first time.
Yeah, the double dash something or other thing.
Yeah. There weren't that many that were working both nights. Someone worked both of Liger's last match. Like someone in Liger's last match worked the previous night, but that's because they wanted the junior heavyweight title in that match with Liger, because mm-hmm. that's his division. But there's just, here's the weird thing is, yeah, the card is just overloaded and the matches go super long, but at the same time, like it's a lot of championships on the line. Like there weren't many just like filler grudge matches, and the ones that are on the card are actually pretty worth being on the card.
That's what I've heard. I heard there are a lot of title matches. A lot of them.
A lot of them.
Even titles that aren't even in the company are just defended.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Rev Pro title or whatever.
Yeah, Zack Sabre Jr. brought his belt from some other company.
Yeah, it's the Rev Pro, and as Jabber calls it, it's just a New Japan British title or something.
Essentially.
That's essentially what it is.
New Japan British. British title.
Because that's where he defended it. I don't know. I have a US title, and now they can have a British title. Anyway, best of 2019. Tim.
So, yeah, the best of 2019, we got an expanded roster, to choose from just because of, everything having opened up this past year, like I was talking about. But we're going to look at, our picks for, male wrestler of the year, female wrestler of the year, tag team breakout star, and your favorite moment. Now, with your favorite moment of the year, there is absolutely no reason why you can't have an honorable mention. In fact, I've got my favorite moment and my honorable mention all ready to go. But starting at the top of the list, the male wrestler of the year for you, Omega.
For me, John Moxley.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I say it that way because you'll find out. How did you come about picking him?
Well, you know, he starts the year as Dean Ambrose, and he's still putting on solid performances. Yep. He breaks out, gets back into the Indies, going and then into AEW and New Japan, and his matches just get better and better as he's allowed to do more and more. You can tell he's really enjoying himself again.
Yep.
Where he was so sick of the WWE system, now he's actually getting to be in his element again. And yeah, like, okay, AEW, he's putting on these crazy blood-soaked matches. He's putting on really hard-hitting matches in New Japan. Mm-hmm. Like, and for 2019, there really wasn't a hotter commodity, you know, in pro wrestling, you know, cause like outside of like, where is Kenny Omega going to go? Even though that was never really a debate.
Yeah. Even though we tried to make it one.
we tried to make it a debate because everyone was making it a
debate. Oh my God, he's going to be in the Royal Rumble. He's going to WWE. He's going to be in the Royal Rumble. He's going to WWE. He's going to main event WrestleMania. Oh my God.
No, he's not. We're being smarks just like every other fan out there, but at the same time, we're also blowing it by God. No, he's not.
No, he really wasn't.
Yeah.
Okay, John Moxley, I like your pick. What about you, Mr. Rockin' Sockin' Robot?
So this one's the pop Brent in the chat. Michael Nakazawa. No, I'm not kidding. Kidding. Wrestler of the Year is Adam Cole.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
He's been delivering great performance after great performance after great performance on every single NXT TakeOver. He had a month of November to remember fighting Seth Rollins. Daniel Bryan having a hell of a War Games where he almost killed himself on top of a cage, had a great match with Pete Dunne. He's been dominating NXT, even injured. To me, he's Wrestler of the Year.
Okay, there you go. Now, it's my turn to pick, and this proves that Omega and I have known each other just a little bit too long.
Oh no.
Yeah, John Moxley. Good old Dean Ambrose, John Moxley, and exactly for what you said, he starts the year as Dean Ambrose, hits the indies, and winds up kicking ass and taking names in Japan and now for AEW. But you look at the top three matches he had last year, it was the six-man tag at Fastlane with Roman and Seth, and Full Gear versus Kenny Omega. Right? And then, versus, Tomohiro Ishii. As far as I'm concerned, you know, like those were his top three matches. Fight me.
I don't know. He just had a really good one with Lance Archer, though. Oh, no. That's 2020. Never mind. Wow. I'm still not used to that date.
Yeah, he's got a head start on, male wrestler of the year for 2020.
Maybe. Maybe.
Possibly. There you go. All right, now, category that we're going to have a lot of fun with, and I bet you this one's been unanimous for the female wrestler of the year, Rock.
Huh. Good question. There's an easy answer.
You've got a lot to choose from.
There's an easy answer. It is an extremely valid answer
it's
as well.
Extremely valid.
Just because it's an easy answer doesn't make it wrong. Sometimes the obvious choice is the best choice.
Okay, so there's Becky Lynch. You also have Shayna Baszler as a really close second. Mm-hmm. But it's Becky. Won the Royal Rumble. Main event at WrestleMania. Has held the title since WrestleMania. She's been dominant. She's main event, what, 4 pay-per-views this year?
Something like that, at least. Yeah.
She's been dominant as the top female in WWE, and she would be the female of the year, for me, at least. But I give credit to Shayna Baszler as well. She had a hell of a year. Rhea Ripley is going to be, yeah, we'll get to her. But yeah.
We can talk about her down the road in a bit. Yeah, so you're picking Becky. Okay, Omega.
Yeah, that's about the easiest category on the whole list. It's Becky Lynch.
Yep.
Yes, won the Rumble, won WrestleMania, beat Ronda Rousey to do it.
Yep.
Yeah, she's kind of changed how women's wrestling is even seen. Like, we've already seen the evolution, but now, like, we have Becky to prove women can be a major draw. They can be the top star. She's the best merch seller right now. She's getting the best reactions night in and night out.
Well, you stop and you think about it. We've had, 12 pay-per-views last year? How many of those pay-per-views were we talking, you know what, I'll pay money because of the Becky Lynch match and that'll make it worth it?
There's been more than a few.
Absolutely. So what would you say her top 3 matches of 2019 were, guys?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Let's see. The Hell in the Cell with Sasha was awesome.
Asuka, the Rumble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime she got in the ring with Charlotte was really good. Mania was pretty solid. I'm putting it up there.
Even the tag matches amongst the horsewomen were really, really good.
All right. Let me, throw this twist. Can you name a bad match in 2019 that Becky had?
Yeah, with Lacey Evans on the roll.
that was bad for Becky, but here it is. Even though that, the standards that she set, that would be considered her bad match, it was still, you know, thanks to Becky, watchable.
It was early in the singles run of Lacey Evans, who has been much improved, but they had some sloppy. She has been improved. It's the first one match on Raw is just really sloppy. Lacey also had a bad one with Charlotte too. But that's beside the point. We're talking about Becky.
There you go. Well, my pick's Becky. Big surprise.
Shocker.
Yeah, you know, I got her top three matches picked out, which would be the Royal Rumble, the main event at the Mania 35, and the Hell in a Cell versus Sasha Banks. But in addition to that, the commercial we saw last year where she breaks through the glass ceiling, I mean, that was a little subtle, and I know there are more than a few people who didn't pick up on that when she walks over to Hulk Hogan and says, sorry about your ceiling.
No.
We all got it.
We all got it, but
picked up on that.
There are a few people that will have missed it.
Great commercial spot.
It was a very good commercial spot. So, I mean, that alone right there should tell you something. Are we expecting big things from Becky in 2020? We'll get there, you'll find out. But I'm curious, Omega, what's your tag team of the year is?
Undisputed Era. Naven.
Tell me.
Stellar matches every time they're out there. They are absolutely dominant in NXT. It's basically a lot of the same reasons that Rock listed Adam Cole, because hey, it's the same guys.
Just one, you know, does an air guitar.
Mm, yeah.
That's pretty much the difference.
More or less. Yeah, okay. So you got Undisputed Rock. What about you?
I said on Thursday, Undisputed Era. They've been dominant.
Split. Okay.
They've been flat out dominant. Yes, they've lost some big matches, but still, they're always in the best match. That's why I'm going Undisputed Era.
That works. I'll get a few people nodding their heads in agreement with me on this one, and a few are like, seriously still? But my pick's the New Day.
Seriously? Really?
Seriously. Still. Really.
Name your favorite New Day match this year.
I was just gonna say thank you for playing the long rock, and I didn't pick them for the matches. How long ago were they thrown together?
About 4 years ago.
They're still as over now as when they first got their gimmick over. Let's face it, when they were first put together, they were originally supposed to be an edgier version of the new Nation of Domination and, you know, Black Power and stuff like that. And then everybody backed off and says, no, we can't do shit like that. Well, what are we going to do? I don't know, make them a comedy team. That'll go over like a lead balloon. And they're still as hot now as when they first got the gimmick over. On top of that, look at everything that's been accomplished by them. This is kind of like my tag team choice for the last 4 years, even if I didn't pick them last year, which we'll find out if I did or not. it's just, when they got first put together, I was like worried that it was just going to be an absolute disaster. And then the next thing you know, all three are going their separate ways. And, aside from some injuries, one gets hurt and the other two carry it until he comes back. We're in the middle of that right now. So I can pick who I want.
You can pick who you want. Your show.
That's right. This is, we never bothered telling everybody in the live chat. But, you guys are more than welcome to post who you pick for yourselves. That's perfectly fine. This is going to be fun. Breakout Star of the Year, Omega.
There's a bunch to pick from, but right now I've got Rhea Ripley.
Absolutely excellent pick. Go for it.
Yeah, I mean, she's been stellar. Like, some of the things she does, like, the submission she does where she's basically picking somebody up in a figure four.
Yep.
Is just frightening to look at, because she's just so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Leading up to, like, the match in War Games, where she put on a great performance, and then dethroning Baszler to wrap up the year. Like, that's not a small feat at this point, because Baszler's had that title for a long time now.
Well, isn't she sort of becoming the NXT equivalent of Becky, where, you know, everything she touches is gold?
I wouldn't go for that far yet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bit much, but.
Did I not qualify that at the beginning?
She's been a really good foil for the women's division for others to kind of bounce off of and develop their own characters and personas. Like, she's kind of forced everyone to kind of elevate their game.
Mm-hmm. Who you got, Rock?
Rhea's a good choice. Really good choice.
But
I could also throw another name who has had a breakout year in terms of being a tremendous character. He's brought us a Firefly Funhouse. He's brought us a demented soul in the Fiend. You know, Bray Wyatt, he's had a tremendous 2019 to cap off with a, you know, universal title win over Seth Rollins. I mean, it's the Fiend, Bray Wyatt, he's been one of the most entertaining things on TV since April. That's my breakout star. Rhea's a close second.
Okay, fair enough. I was looking at Bray for my pick, but I kind of sort of disqualified him. Just for a couple of different reasons that left a sour taste in my mouth over his, new character initially. But, I've warmed up to Bray Wyatt and the Fiend, like, well, a lot. But, my breakout star of the year is actually a tag team. And, I picked the Street Profits.
Not bad.
Everything that they've done to build them up with the backroom vignettes and everything just on the main roster when they brought them up was absolutely awesome. And you can't tune them out, fam. I mean, bring the smoke. And then coming out and being cocky on the mic, but backing it up by beating the, best tag team in the world. it's just the push that they're getting, and they're being treated properly. And Rock, I think you and I talked about them a few months ago, didn't we?
Maybe. I've talked a lot of wrestling.
We talk a lot of wrestling over the years, but, shit we do.
Yeah.
It comes a point where, there are weeks I try to avoid talking to you just so we don't talk wrestling. Just doesn't matter what we talk about, it always goes back to it.
Yeah, I mean, that's how this goes.
It's like, yeah, I want to tell him this shit, but if I do that, then we're going to talk about that, then we're going to talk about this, and that brings us right to WWE. And I, no, forget it, not tonight. You can wait till tomorrow. But, yeah, no, but, everything that, they've got going for them for the entire year. And then especially this nice little push that they got going. I'm expecting big things in 2020 with the Street Profits, and, they're my breakouts this year, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is perfectly fine. Now comes that where I'm expecting to hear your honorable mention along with your favorite moment of the year, Rock.
Okay. So, I want everyone to gather around for this moment, ready?
Mm-hmm. We're sitting beside the fireside or whatever.
So, I want everyone to listen clearly. So, my favorite moment is the night Dakota Kai turned on Tegan Knox at War Games. Waiting for you.
You're an asshole.
As he screams hypothetically in chat.
Way to go, intern.
No, but seriously, that was one of my favorite moments of the year. Another
totally different.
Hold on. Okay. Thank you, Brent.
Be legit.
No, legitimately, that was one of my favorite moments. Another one that people probably have forgotten about, but I still remember, as I guess this will be honorable mention, is the night Becky Lynch, Charlotte, and Ronda got arrested on Raw. And they're in the back of the squad cars just kicking each other. Those are my moments of the year.
Okay. Fair enough. That works. Omega, what are your moments of the year?
God. Okay. Rock said two, so I'll say two.
Okay.
Okay, one of them would be Kofi's win at Mania. That was... We talked about that. That was kind of in parallel to the storyline they were doing with Becky. They kind of go in for the same thing, but mm-hmm. Becky's was so complicated and convoluted. I mean, to go over to SmackDown and, okay, Kofi's still being screwed over here, but this is more like old school wrestling booking. This is easy to follow, and I'm really behind Kofi here. They did a really good job of pulling you into that situation. And it's one of those organic things where it's like, it's kind of an accident because it was supposed to be Mustafa Ali at the Elimination Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
So to actually get Kofi to that moment where he's actually picking up the win of Mania, there is a lot to that. And they actually worked it really, really well to the point where it felt just amazing when that third fall hit.
Yep. It was one of the better books storylines of the year.
And I would call it runner up, but it is absolutely tied. Is the debut of The Fiend.
Okay.
Specifically, because that was pre Hell in the Cell, pre Red Lights. That was against Finn Balor and like just the shock of like the new music, the look of the character, you know, coming down the ramp, just the way it was shot, the freaking head.
And before anything happened, we were already talking with each other about, oh, I can't wait till we see the Demon versus the Fiend.
It's one of the things like, oh, I've seen everything in wrestling. And then this happens.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I want to see everything this guy does now.
Yeah.
I'm immediately reinvested in Bray Wyatt.
I got absolutely no problems with your picks. And even though I did, that would be my problem, not yours, because, like, you know, whatever. But, yeah, no, my favorite moment of the year, my honorable mention, both happened to be Mania matches. The first one. Favorite moment of the year is Kofi beating Daniel. And
out of my head.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I wrote that down earlier this afternoon, and I had my Rock sent us this thing this morning, and I took it with me to work, and I scribbled down my notes, all my notes, while I was at work when the boss was looking. So I've had my answer written down since 11:30 this morning. So, but, yeah, there, I can't add anything to that to what you've already said about the reason for it, Omega. The whole thing, organic, sometimes simpler is better. And this was an old school, simple storyline that worked great. And it had shades of the old guard showing shades of bigotry and how the new guard is overcoming that and screw you and you can't do this and watch me do that. And, just a whole bunch of different things socially speaking, in addition to a fantastically well-written, simple, storyline. And third fall, boom. Yes, let's all celebrate. Somebody like Kofi Kingston is good enough to win the WWE Championship at WrestleMania 35, not just at any old pay-per-view, but the big show. My honorable mention is Becky versus Charlotte versus Ronda in the three-way women's match. And that would probably have been my favorite moment of the year if it wasn't for the Kofi storyline. But that's mine. Anybody have anything to say about anything?
No, I'm good.
No. That's all pretty solid.
Yeah, I don't think that any one of us picked a dud or anything like that. But we're going to get a chance to see if we can avoid picking duds coming up after the break. Our special guest is going to join us. Should we just let everybody know who it is or introduce him when he comes on?
We'll let you know who the keeper of the list is after
the
break.
You're going to have to stay tuned in to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Sock Radio Network. We're taking our first, last, and only timeout of the evening on the other side of the break. Everybody, it's our 2020 predictions and the results of our 2019 predictions. I don't know if I'm looking forward to that or not. But, yeah, stay tuned. We'll see what happens. We'll be right back right here, WTR.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Great and Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night.
Event.
CB Radio, Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR Live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin, as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
There is no one better at covering apes.
than CB Radio Not So Live. Join Sorokin, the intern and lone jobber as they go all elite. With their breakdowns of every AEW pay-per-view event. CB Radio Not So Live available after every AEW pay-per-view. At wildtalkradio.com and cbradiolive.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, Tana. Are you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Watching WTR Live programming just became more rewarding with WTR Live Championship Rewards. Earn WTR Live Contender Points and cash them in for WTR Live Championship Rewards, including creating a greater than great debate topic, create an all-time greatest bracket, or even produce the topics for an entire episode of Wrestle Talk Radio. You are probably wondering, how do I earn WTR Live Contender Points? Simple. Just watch us live at twitch.tv/WTRLive. It's that easy. It now makes it worth it to listen to Tim's bad jokes. Start earning your WTR Live Contenders Points now by listening to all of our programming live at twitch.tv/WTRLive.
Did you know you can use support the creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. You're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio Live, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's Sunday night. It's 11:04 p.m. Eastern Time, 9:04 p.m. Mountain Time. And I have decided it happened to be time for a little Smirnoff Ice. I'm raising the bottle and saying Prosit, Skol, cheers to all of you guys live and all of you listening to the archives, which isn't live.
But our podcasts are available on Spotify, iTunes, and more. Check it out. Wild Talk Radio Network.
There you go. Well, we'll get the timing figured out on that a little bit later on as we progress into the year, I guess. No big deal. What was I gonna plug?
I don't know. I don't know what you were going to plug, but we're here to talk about 2020 and look back at what happened in 2019 when you guys decided who would be standing with championship gold at the end of 2019 here to lead you along the way.
It's the keeper. Well, don't stress out. Here, have a French fry.
I had this great introduction and he just ruins it.
Absolutely.
It's the keeper of the list, the intern, King Kittens.
Quit playing with blasting.
That's your cue to talk.
Oh. Well, I'm not sure. Usually there's bumper or something. I don't know what you're doing.
That's the rack. That's the other show.
Okay, fine.
We don't have professionalism here.
There you go.
Oh.
Hey, intern. How was Hanukkah? Did you have a good Hanukkah?
I'm not Jewish, but you
Neither
are.
Neither am I, you son of a bitch. Get it through your thick skull.
Light a candle, Tim. Just light a candle.
Yeah, well, you know what? Join me in a pack of bacon. I'm slowly getting drunk for the rest of the night, so put up with it. And, by the way, as far as my bad jokes go, I tell great jokes, but you gotta pay for that. When you're good at something, you don't do it for free.
I thought he was gonna say he tells great jokes, but horrible punchlines. Anyway.
Speaking of free.
No, he tells great jokes. He knows, cause they made him laugh when he heard them.
Exactly. Speaking of free.
I know a good joke when you see one, I mean when I hear one.
Speaking of free, did you know if you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account? Twitch Prime, you can subscribe for free.
Ah.
Okay, Luke Skywalker.
Ow! Ow!
I felt a disturbance in the force.
God, he forced that one to bang right there. Oh, it was a plug alright, Matt. It was a plug.
No lube.
Speaking of Star Wars, did you know they had skins in Fortnite and you can use credit code RocketSock in that item shop? Hashtag epic partner.
Okay, this is not CB Radio. Cut it out.
Okay, so we're gonna go into 2019 and go over all of the wonderful picks that our hosts here have made.
Alright, intern.
So we're gonna start off with the best signing, that was predicted. Omega, you predicted the best signing would be Kushida. But wait.
Not my fault they don't know how to use him. And he got hurt.
Well, you know what? I will give it to you. At least they signed him. Tim, on the other hand, his best signing was Kenny Omega.
What are you talking about? He signed with AEW and that was one of the best signings they had all year.
We weren't picking AEW at the time.
Semantics.
So both guys kind of faltered on that. Now we're going to move to breakout star. We're going to start with Tim on this one.
Oh, shit.
Tim, you had Nikki Cross.
You are so wrong.
Not a bad pick. Had a bit of a breakout year. Got to team with Alexa, you know. Rather enjoyable when she's on TV.
That was a good pick.
Yeah, she's actually on TV.
Cause here's the punchline.
Omega!
Oh god.
You're a breakout star for 2019. He's in the top 1% EC3.
I got cheered.
He was supposed to be good.
That's what
I
thought.
Ambrose got over.
That's what I thought. EC3 was supposed to be good and, well, they didn't let him talk and then, yeah. Anyway.
No, so, don't let him wrestle either.
Yeah.
So, there was that. Alright. Now, and then we had who was going to be released in 2019. Tim, you had Curt Hawkins.
Yeah.
He's
might have been more wishful thinking than anything else.
Still technically on the roster, doing a toy podcast with his tag team partner.
I mean, they won the tag team title. I mean...
Yeah, he broke the losing streak.
That was a moment of the year. He broke the losing streak that no one remembers.
Yeah, but he wasn't fired. Omega, you had the perfect 10, now known as the chairman of AEW, Ty Dillinger.
Yay, I got one.
Good job at predicting ominous times for pro wrestlers.
I'm sorry, Stan.
All right, so now we're going to go into the titles, and we're going to start with the third brand of WWE, which now has its TV show on Wednesday nights, NXT. Your NXT North American title holder, Omega and Tim, you had the same person. It was the Velveteen Dream. Now, he did hold the belt for some time.
But he kind of fizzled at the end, and, well, we haven't seen him in a while.
He got hurt, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's out.
Good job, Brent.
Just like a third of the Eagles roster.
Ooh!
At least we made the playoffs.
I was going to say that was a
shot. Yeah, but now you get to watch the rest of them from home! Good job!
No, wait, well, I have been watching the playoffs from home, I mean.
Okay, I have a question. Is it considered a shot if it's true?
No, it's not. The Eagles roster was injured, I mean, let's be real.
It's still taking a shot if you're kicking someone when they're down.
Right. The Eagles will now be sponsored by Aetna and Blue Cross Blue Shield.
They better be.
All right. NXT Women's Title.
Actually, they're sponsored by NovaCare because that's the name of the training facility.
Okay.
Facts.
Good call.
Facts.
All right. NXT Women's Title. Omega and Tim, you both also had this one the same, and it was the EST of NXT, Bianca Belair. She at least fought for the title.
Yeah, this was the year they decided that Shayna was going to be unbeatable.
This year, not last year, this year.
Last year.
No, I'm saying.
Gonna get it wrong a few more times.
No, I'm saying, 2018, she was also unbeatable.
Yeah, she was. 2 years of holding that damn belt.
Yeah.
All right, your NXT tag team titles. Again, you both picked the same team. It was the Forgotten Sons. Boy, were they forgotten.
You've been sitting on that line.
They were so forgotten that only the manager dude made the video game.
Jackson Riker makes the video game. The other two guys,
no,
not a chance.
Not a chance.
All right. And the top prize in NXT, your NXT championship, Tim had Cassius Ohno.
Oh, shit.
who's Did you? NXT UK, I believe.
Yeah, he's on the UK now, yeah.
Okay.
That was seriously your pick.
Did you give me grief a year ago when I picked him?
Probably.
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Omega?
I didn't do much better, did I?
You picked Adam Cole Bay Bay.
Okay, now I'm happy.
Alright, the belt that is now technically on NXT, the Cruiserweight title. Omega, you had Mustafa Ali.
He's moving on to better things.
Tim?
What?
Care to venture a guess of who your pick was?
I can't even remember.
Hideo Itami.
Who was at Wrestle Kingdom?
Yes, he was.
Damn.
Alright. Moving on to SmackDown. Your SmackDown Women's title. Omega had Asuka. Tim had Charlotte.
They're not even on the fucking brand.
Asuka's technically a title holder.
She's a title holder, yeah.
But not that title. So
yeah, not
the
that
next title holder.
Okay. SmackDown tag team titles. Omega had the Usos. I think we're gone for about a third of the year.
But
they
back.
Stopped getting drunk and getting arrested.
They're back and they're on SmackDown, so
yeah,
2020.
They're back now. At least they're on the right brand.
2020 could be the year.
Until they hit the bar.
No, the bar broke up.
Well, the other half's back now. You never know.
He's back. He's old. He's back to his old look. Just weird. He's a mohawk now. It's weird.
Actually has a beard and hair. What the hell?
It's weird.
Tim, you had... They're doing things with this team, just not good things with this team. The Revival.
I mean, they were SmackDown tag champs. A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
They held the title this year.
I mean, a couple titles. I mean, that's a step in the right direction for the Revival.
The United States Championship. which originally was on SmackDown, and every year they fucking switch the mid-card titles. Tim had Finn Balor, who's now on NXT.
You know.
And Omega, I notice a trend that you have here. So your tag team was the Usos.
Mm-hmm.
Your United States champion was Jeff Hardy. Are you trying to tell us something about the SmackDown brand?
Okay, look. They were working Tuesday nights at the time. Like, they needed something to help them get by.
You know, now they're Fridays, and that's even worse. Your WWE Championship. Both of you guys had the same wrestler. He's the A-lister, The Miz.
Nice that they actually figure out what to do with him.
Well, yeah, they're putting him with Morrison now, apparently.
Yeah, let's waste the only face turn that ever worked for The Miz and turn him heel again.
Yeah, I mean...
Alright, now to the Raw side, the flagship. Tim, your Raw women's title was Alexa Bliss. Omega, you went with the man, Becky Lynch. For your Raw tag team titles, Omega went with the B team.
I was going to hit the buzzer, I might as well just...
Yeah, I fully accept that. They forgot about them after, like, literally a hot minute.
Tim went with Rude and Gable. Wait, who's Gable?
He's now known as Shorty G. Shorty G.
Oh.
Shorty G. I mean, with both.
Okay, so Shorty G and a guy who got popped for the wellness violation.
Can't tell you why. I mean, just you look at Bobby Rude and go, he wouldn't. Wait, never mind.
Uh-oh.
But Dixie never checked for this stuff.
Okay, now, you both were really close on this one. Your Intercontinental title holder, for both of you guys, was Dean Ambrose. I mean, he's holding a mid-card title somewhere. Just not in the country. And not by that name. And finally, the Universal title.
Ooh, this is a good one.
Tim!
No.
Roman Reigns. Omega, Seth Rollins.
You came close, Omega.
It was close. They switched the belts.
And there we go. Those were your 2019 picks. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Omega actually had two or three right.
Yeah, a couple right there. He had Becky and a couple others.
It's astonishing for these.
Tim had a breakout star kind of right, so.
Yeah, he had one. Tim had one.
Yeah, good job.
I think Omega had three.
More than I've ever had before.
I think it was 3-1 is the final score.
Yeah. All right. So now we're going to have some fun in picking next year, or this year.
Oh, God.
And by the way, there's more titles this year. Because.
So, Brent, you know the one me and Lindsay vetoed?
Yeah.
Do it on the show.
Do it here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, excuse me?
Wait. You'll see. So, we're going to start with the bottom categories. Who's going to be the best signing of 2020?
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, it could be someone defecting from AEW, could be an indie signing. Could be a return.
Absolutely, 100%. I've got a blank.
There really aren't that many free agents. Like, last year you could say there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
I would skip this one. We'll circle back.
Yeah, it's actually really hard to even remember who's available.
Since AEW signed everyone else up.
All right, so here we go. Your breakout star of the year for 2020 will be...
Oh, my God.
Shit. No, I'm trying to think in my head, like, who is in a good position for that? Nobody. Nobody's in a good position for that.
Remember, you have a third brand. You have NXT. There are a lot of people.
I know, I'm thinking.
Okay. I'm gonna throw one out there, right? Ready? Mm-hmm. Ready for it?
Yeah.
So back at War Games, someone had a really big breakout moment, and this could be their year. You know, when someone turned on somebody's best friend. And
shut up! All right, hypothetically! Rock!
Judges, ruling.
What? I'm just saying Dakota Kai could have a breakout year, or Tegan Knox. I'm just saying. You could. Keith Lee, Rhea Ripley. I mean, you got some names.
No. You just said it for me. Brent, I'm sorry. That's Keith Lee.
Keith Lee. Okay, for Omega, bask in his glory. Keith Lee. Tim?
I can pick absolutely anybody I want, even in the NXT Women's Champion.
Yeah.
Or I could pick Shayna Baszler.
Mm-hmm.
I could be really dumb and pick Angel Garza.
I mean, he's gonna get married soon. I mean, who are you picking, Tim?
I'm thinking.
I mean, you pick Leo Rush, he could have another breakout year. I mean,
oh god, shut up about Leo Rush.
I mean, he was a former Cruiserweight champion this year.
He's the worst pitchman in professional wrestling, I'll give you that much.
But he's back in
if there was a category for worst pitchman, I would pick him. But to tell you the truth, yeah, you know what? I gotta pick Rhea Ripley for a breakout.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who is going to be having a new job in 2020?
Oh god.
I mean, you have some options.
Yeah. I mean, there's really easy answers here.
Don't fall under the trap of, picking the one that you're hoping leaves.
Oh no, Corbin's sticking around for a while. I will play it safe. I will pick the colognes.
Oh, the shining stars. All right, Tim.
Chat says Jerry Lawler. Sorry, he just said
his right.
He just signed.
Yeah, good job, Matt.
He signed a three-year deal. He's not going anywhere.
So many wrestlers that I think would do so good going to like AEW or something. But they're using them too well right now.
Rock, I just sent you one.
That's a good one. I mean,
that one is good.
That's a strong one.
You're obligated after we're done to let us know.
Oh yeah, after you make your pick, I will let you know.
Okay. I'm just Jinder, go to AEW, but no, that's not my pick. Shit.
God damn you, Rock.
I know, dead air I'm supposed to pick, and I'm having a real hard time just going through.
Here's some names. Heath Slater, EC3, Ryder, Hawkins.
No, don't help. You're not helping.
Tamina Snuka.
Speaking of which, is it just me or is Robert Root trying to look a lot more like Rick Root?
He was, then he grew it back out of his beard.
Yeah. Can't be really up there and say it's Bray Wyatt, but no. Shit, I'm gonna say Andrade.
Current United States champion,
what?
Andrade.
Okay, so, we're ready?
Hey,
just getting
who would have said Dean Ambrose this time last year?
Just gonna get out of the way.
The guy
Tim,
who's marrying Charlotte.
Tim, Omega, you guys missed a very obvious pick.
You did.
It was, I guess, you could even call it a freak accident.
Here's the thing. I know for fact the colognes are, not only are they off in Puerto Rico performing there, but, I also know I know their contracts are coming up relatively soon. There's literally no chance of them getting re-signed. So I'm playing safe with that. I don't put it past Vince McMahon to give Lars one more chance because he likes big sweaty men.
Yeah, he does. Wait.
That's why you're moving on.
As I told Brent Omega, if it does happen, he does have a fallback career. Moving on, Brent. Moving on.
All right. So moving on to NXT UK. Because yes, that's an actual.
No, skip that for them. Don't next.
Skip that. Okay. Yeah. All right. So we'll go.
I'm just gonna say Walter.
Okay. NXT.
There you go. Proper.
Your NXT North American champion will be.
Oh my god.
I'm trying to think of someone outside the box. Cause they have a habit of letting people run with belts for just a long time.
Which may change now that they have live TV every week.
Mm-hmm. That also just makes it more unpredictable.
Which is the fun of this game.
Yeah. Oh, this is the fun part?
Yeah. To me, it's fun.
Okay. We'll go with Matt Riddle.
There you go. As Brent did type out, bro. Tim.
Finn Balor.
He stole that one from chat, but we'll give it to him.
I'm not in chat, so.
Your NXT Women's Champion.
Shit.
Think outside the box.
Tim's looking through the roster page right now.
As you should
be,
Tim.
I'm biting my tongue right now and not saying the first thing that comes to mind.
Since when have you ever done that?
What time is it now?
Who's your pick, Tim?
Oh, boy. She wasn't champion now. Pick
her butt. Because Tim doesn't know anyone on NXT.
I'm thinking.
Women on the NXT roster currently. Aaliyah. Bianca Belair.
I know the women on the roster. Shush, I don't need your help. I want to pick Rhea Ripley, but no.
Why not? You can pick her. She can hold the title for a year.
Yes, I know I can pick her. She's still, no, it's not going to happen because I picked her for breakout, meaning that, yeah, I don't think she's staying on NXT.
You do realize that now that it's on actual network television, there's no real reason to elevate someone to the main brand. It's all the brand now.
Yes, no, I understand that. I just see different things for her than the championship. You know what? I'm picking Shayna.
Okay, Omega.
Dakota Kai.
That same Dakota Kai turned on the best friend Tegan Knox back
Rock,
in Oregon.
Don't go there. Don't go there. Your NXT Tag Team Champions.
Oh, cut it out.
Omega. We have thinking music now.
I'm surprised it's not a Jeopardy thing.
See, I'm trying to remember. Now I'm trying to remember tag teams on NXT, and I'm coming up blank.
Are you forgetting tag teams in NXT?
Mm-hmm. Kind
of
am.
Son
I don't
want to
go.
What'd you say?
He's forgetting people, son of a bitch. I'll be here all week. Anyway.
Sure.
It's hard because there aren't that many tag teams in NXT right now.
Yeah, but I also don't want to go Undisputed Era because it feels like they've had such a long run. I'm scared of, you know, I'm scared of backing that horse for another full year. You know what? Fine. You know, it's the only answer I got, so I'll go Undisputed Era.
Tim?
Name the NXT tag teams. Yowie wowie!
Thank you, Square Circle Countdown, for following the channel.
Woo-hoo. Thank you.
Alright, hang on. Dusty. Rhodes.
Oh, there's a workaround.
Tag Team Classic! What do you know?
Yeah, it's Matt Riddle and Pete Dunne. Oh wow, that's not gonna be a tag team next year. It's Kushida and Mystery Partner. I don't think that's gonna be a thing. Undisputed Era's in there. And the Forgotten Sons, I believe.
Yep, but you could have some other people come across the pond. Your grizzled young veterans, Gallus, Mark Andrews, and Flash Morgan Webster, or Imperium.
Yeah, forget it. You know what? I'm sticking with the Undisputed Era. I say they lose the titles, but regain them.
All right. And your NXT champion at this time next year.
Omega.
You know, let's go on a limb here. We'll go with the Velveteen Dream.
That's a totally unique pick from last year.
Tim?
I'm thinking. definitely not picking Leo Rush, so get that out of your head. I'm thinking I want to pick Matt Riddle.
Okay.
Okay,
watch
Matt.
Me be done, but I'm picking Matt Riddle.
All right. Your cruiserweight title.
Omega? Okay, better question. Will the cruiserweight title be a thing by the end of 2020?
That's actually a far better question.
Probably will be because it's now the NXT cruiserweight title. Will they have their own show by the end of 2020? Probably
no.
No.
That's what I should have picked for who's getting fired. Production staff for 205 Live. Yeah, see, that's kind of the more difficult one, because, like, I know nobody on NXT. Or, on, 205 Live, rather.
Can
I see this?
You got Angel Garza, Jack Gallagher, you know, got, Akira Tozawa. Leo Rush.
Isaiah Swerve Scott, I think, could be 205.
He is.
Kushida.
Kushida's so much better than that brand.
Is Mansoor 205? Or is he a little bit bigger than that?
I think he's a little bit bigger than that.
Oh, no, it says Mansoor where he performs in the NXT and 205 Live brands.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Raul Mendoza?
Jeez. I'm going with Leo Rush, and I'm just going to admit defeat on that.
Tim?
Shit. This is going to be stupid. I'm picking Tony Nese.
Because you like his abs?
Shut up.
Okay. So we have a new title this year that we need your picks for. It is, who is going to hold at the end of 2020 the 24/7 title?
Oh, fuck this.
I'll pick Truth.
Tim is going with R-Truth.
Okay.
And it's going to be a recent recapture of the title right before 2020.
Okay, how many reigns will he be at by that time?
How many reigns was he at in 2019?
He's up to like 28.
Yeah, triple that.
Oh my god.
So 84?
There you go. Okay, 84 so time champion, R-Truth.
84.
No. I think he No, it's gonna be R-Truth because literally that belt is not a belt, it's not a championship. It's R-Truth's gimmick.
Technically it's a championship.
Yes, but it's all R-Truth. It's all about R-Truth. It's an excuse to let R-Truth be silly.
Okay, Omega, what reign will he be on?
52nd.
All right, let's get into some real titles now. Start with SmackDown.
I was going to say, the women's tag title.
All right, yeah, we'll go with that. Omega.
See, we hit this problem again, where there's not a whole lot of teams to pick from. And it's very likely to be a mongrel team.
Currently you have Dana Brooke and Lacey Evans. Bailey and Sash. Or Rock, what was her name on Fox?
Sasha Shanks.
Sasha Shanks.
Oh god, that was so bad. During football they promoted wrestling and they were like, you can check out Sasha Shanks.
It's like, yeah, it's like, do you know? Sasha Shanks. Like, no, I don't.
But to be fair, the other dude on the announcing was putting over Daniel Bryan and knew the storylines. Tom Brenneman did not read the copy wrong.
Okay, I'm going to be wrong and say Bliss and Cross.
You can pick it too, Tim.
I have this feeling that it's going to be a mongrel team with Charlotte because they're going to want to give Charlotte the Grand Slam at some point. Mm-hmm. I just have no clue who it would be with.
Tim?
I'm going to slap Charlotte with Natty and have them be the title holders. There's your mongrel team. Because they're going to want to have both of them. I mean, Natty deserves it for all the work she's done, and then Charlotte because she's a Flair.
Okay. Your SmackDown Women's Champion.
No, don't ask that question!
Tim, who you got?
Don't ask me first.
Yeah, I'm asking you first.
Why are you asking me first?
Because you spoke up.
Yeah, that's me.
All right, well, you know, Alexa coming back and taking the title back.
Okay.
And Tim has Alexa Bliss.
Oh, my God.
Sasha.
The blueprint. Sasha Banks.
Sasha Shanks.
All right, your SmackDown Tag Team Champions.
No.
Omega.
Again, I have to play it safe with the New Day.
Okay, Tim?
Damn it, I don't know who I want to pick. I say there's going to be another roster shakeup and the Usos get put on SmackDown and win the titles.
The Usos are on SmackDown.
What?
They're back on SmackDown.
They're on SmackDown as of Friday.
Okay, there's not going to be a roster shakeup where they go back to SmackDown, but they're going to have the titles provided neither one of them get arrested for something.
Okay. Because it's on SmackDown right now, your Intercontinental Champion.
Omega.
This list is horribly out of date. Why is Kane still listed on this roster?
Is he up for re-election in 2020?
Let's go with Sheamus.
Okay. Tim.
Just because I got a funny feeling we all hate him and wish he were gone from the WWE, and they insist on pushing him on us. Corbin.
King Corbin. And your Universal title holder.
This is the one I'm scared to death would be Corbin. I don't think it will be.
But who will it be?
Don't Kenny Omega, you could always pick Apollo Crews.
Well, here's the thing. I gotta think of someone who would be... It's gotta be someone who would be, like, either credible enough, or someone you could build to be credible enough to either take it off the Fiend or keep it away from the Fiend.
So you're saying Kalisto.
I'm going with Strowman.
Jesus Omega. Christ.
Strowman. Tim.
Literally, just as you were debating this, Omega, I had decided to pick Strowman. The only one on the roster I could see that they could conceivably put up against the Fiend and have it, like, the way they're building the Fiend up, have it be believable that the Monster Among Men could do it.
All right, next.
Okay. Your Raw side. Your Raw Women's Champion will be...
Your Raw side? Phrasing, Lana, phrasing.
So Tim's picking Lana to be the Raw Women's Champion.
No!
A-N-A.
I am not. My God, don't you people watch Archer, the best cartoon in the world?
Tim, who will be the Raw Women's Champion at the end of the year?
Yeah, let's pick Kurt Hawkins just for the hell of it.
Get Kurt Hawkins.
No! I was kidding, jackass. Okay. Who's going to be the woman's champion?
Predicting Kurt Hawkins to get a sex change is certainly bold.
Well, hey, hold it. You know, he doesn't need to have a sex change. He might just identify eventually.
This is true.
Yeah. No, why I identify? Well, yeah, okay, whatever, buddy. Oh, shit. On her moment. And I can't think that they put it back on Charlotte. Asuka? Damn it. Asuka.
Okay. Asuka. Tim is going Asuka. Omega.
Ronda.
Oh, you're expecting Ronda to come back.
Oh, Stephanie expects her to come back.
But I think she wasn't done having babies yet.
She hasn't been knocked up yet, so anything's possible.
Yeah. She has some free time. Raw Tag Team Champions.
Omega?
God, it's a wasteland.
I can think of three teams off the top of my head.
Yeah, I bet
yes,
you could.
But they're all devalued. Even the champions right now are devalued because they're fighting nothing but jobbers. Let's pick the OC.
Okay, the OC. Tim.
Well, I called them to be my breakout stars of the year. I'm picking Street Profits.
Okay.
Bring the smoke.
United States Champion.
No.
Tim.
Who's the United States Champion now?
Your person to be fired, Andrade.
Yes, I know that. I was, like, making a very unfunny joke. United States. Would you guys be surprised if they gave it back to Rusev?
No.
Okay. Tim is picking Rusev.
Yeah, I think I'm picking Rusev.
Omega.
Aleister Black.
Ooh. Shit.
All right.
Yeah,
and
Buddy Murphy.
Hey, he could.
They've had great matches. I've loved it. But that would just really ratchet up a notch.
Your WWE champion.
Omega.
Yeah, intern, you're supposed to remember to throw it to one of us.
Well, I was just going to read off some possible names for you guys. I mean, there's Mojo Rawley.
Did we ask you to do that?
Eric Young.
Yeah, shush. Stop that. Just let Omega pick. Let Omega pick David.
The thing in Eric Rowan's cage has a better chance than Eric Young.
Okay, so thing in
no.
Rowan's.
Okay. Absolutely not.
Don't I'm talk about baby Yoda like that.
This is like my heart versus knowing what WWE and Vince McMahon are going to do.
Okay.
Because I really want it to be Owens, but in my heart of hearts, I know it's going to be Lesnar, because it's always fucking Lesnar.
Okay. Tim.
I'm going to pick Drew McIntyre. They are very subtly doing a lot of things with him on the shows. And just from a booking standpoint, watching it as, you know, booking. I just get the sense that they're slowly grooming him to be the foil to Lesnar. And he wins it by SummerSlam.
Okay.
Is that everything, Brent?
No, we have to go back to the very beginning. You've had the entire time to think of this. Who's the biggest signing going to be?
No.
No, we'll save that. We'll get them to think and I'll pick one.
Yeah, a player, to be named later.
Player 3 has yet to enter the game.
A player to be named later, like they do in, sports trades.
Okie dokie. So, we'll be back at this time next year to see how horribly wrong these went.
Provided I don't cut any more fingers off.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, I'll definitely try not to. Just cause you said so.
That's our show.
We're done for the evening. Thanks everybody for joining us for the first program of 2020. More changes coming, hopefully in short order. Stay tuned. Find out what the hell we're talking about. But before all that takes place, tune in tomorrow immediately following Raw for the post show.
Yeah, it's Raw post show, 11 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, it's the creator code, Rock and Sock.
Yeah, and the Fortnite item shop or Epic Games Store, #@#epic partner.
Lindsay needs to have her picks, and we need to find out what they are, or did she already pick?
No, we didn't make her picks. We ran along.
All right, well, make sure she makes her picks on Thursday, and let us know next week. Speaking of which, another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rag Radio Show with the multi-award-winning Lindsay Ward.
We're going to finish making our 2019, or 2020 predictions this Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, on The Rag Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, and the YouTubes, and all that fun, happy stuff.
Yippee-ki-yay, mofo, and of course, CB Radio is Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as it gets to it.
Yes, we'll be live Saturday night, midnight-ish, for another edition of CB Radio, GreaterGreatDebate.com, CBRadioLive.com. And now Tim's going to talk about this show, but can I plug this show?
Why?
Because next Sunday night, live, 10 p.m. Eastern, is another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, which will include the WTR Fantasy Draft. We're doing teams. Now, we're doing teams. Yeah. Yeah. But it's going to be me and Lindsay versus Brennan Omega versus Tim. And cash considerations.
To be named later.
And cash considerations.
And a player to be named later. And player,
yeah.
Omega, pull your weight.
Ooh, listen to that.
Hey, I brought Becky to our team. Fuck you.
You're getting smack talk, son.
So we'll be live next week for the fantasy draft, 10 p.m. Eastern.
You can do stuff.
You can follow us on Facebook at Wild Talk Radio Network, Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night, Twitter.com/WTR Sunday Night.
You can dance if you want to. You can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they
Brent
don't
can
dance,
be found on Twitter at
no
Kinkins. Omega, plug.
if you want to keep up with me, you can do so pretty much everywhere on the internet. You find the name TJ Omega, unless you want to do it over at Facebook, in which case look for TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, you can find me at Twitter at TJ Omega. You find me over on YouTube at TJ Omega with a ton of content. And for some extra content you can't see on YouTube, go to TJOmega.net.
Yeah. Why don't you follow me on Twitter, guys? At Flames Forums. Are you political? Follow at Voice Insanity.
There you go. Make sure you get us on iTunes and Spotify. Just search the Wild Talk Radio Network. Also, follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTRLive. Now I'll do this properly. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free and help support the channel. If you'd like to earn WTRLive contender points, just watch live. twitch.tv/WTRLive. Make sure you hit the bell so you get notifications when we go live. You can download the app, put it on your phone, all that fun stuff, and be like, hey, WTR's doing programming, whether it's video games, podcasts, and more. Do it. Get the app. It's free.
Yeah, do it. That being said, thanks for joining us tonight, everybody. Look forward to catching you tomorrow, immediately following Raw for the post show. And of course, next Sunday night for another edition of WTR Sunday Night, where we do the fantasy draft. I'm only six away from 1600. What, Matt? Oh yeah, never mind. Have yourselves a great week, everybody. Talk to you next Sunday.
WildTalkRadio.com.